on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to take a look at what's happening in rugby league.
Dogs fans are happy this morning. 2 points after their 22-2 win over the Dragons yesterday at Bankwest Stadium. And joining us now is Adam Elliott, Bulldogs forward. Adam, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm a bit sore, but you can cop that, I think, after a decent win. So, yeah, just very happy to get the result last night.
Yeah, congrats. Now, outside the two competition points, what was the most satisfying thing about the result?
I think, first of all, it was extremely important for us to make sure we put a really big team effort in for Kieran Foran's 200th. He's so valuable and so important to our team. And we've seen how hard he's worked and the journey that he's had to take to get to those, especially the last 50, the last 3 years he spent with us. And we wanted to make sure that we turned up with a good attitude for him.
Yeah, Adam, there's always a lot of talk about drinking a beer when you win versus drinking a beer when you lose. What was that like last night?
Yeah, a little bit different too. I had to sit at home on my own and drink a beer.
Nothing wrong with that, buddy.
You've got an issue.
But, yeah, definitely tasted better when it hit the lid.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, what about, like, we've been talking about the Dragons this morning and, you know, the pressure that was on, you know, Paul McGregor leading you into this contest, but there was also pressure on your coach, Dean Pay. So, in regards to that, do you discuss that as a playing group in the lead-up to the match? Because, obviously, you hear all the noise around about, you know, coaches being under pressure. Do you address that as a playing group or not really?
Yeah, I think it's probably not such a good thing, but I've experienced it a little bit now. Dino's been under pressure before, and I was just coming into first grade when I'd only had a season or two under Des Hasler, when there was a lot of external pressure on him and talk about him being moved on, and it's something that's really hard to deal with, because I think if you've got a passionate group of blokes that really want to play for each other, then you take that sort of stuff personally. And, you know, everyone says it's great to try and, that you're supposed to try and block out the noise, but you know, when it's people that you care about, and people that you know are genuinely working really hard, you know, for the same common cause, and they're still getting spoken about in a way that you probably think they don't deserve, it's really hard to take on. And I think Dino this week handled it really well. He got me and four or five of the other senior blokes out of our team and sat us in a room and said, you know, goes, boys, you know, I'm not just going to ignore it and pretend it's not there, because it's real and it's there and there's pressure. And he goes, it's, you know, some of it's, you know, it's fair enough, but there's nothing that we can do about it except to go out and work on our performance this week. And straight after that, that was Kieran's first day back training with the team as well. So we went out on the field, and that was probably the best session we've done. It was the best session we'd done all year. And it was good just to get it out on the table and not have that elephant in the room, I think, hanging over us for the week.
Yeah, Adam, I was going to ask two things. One, how much confidence does it give you when you know you've got Kieran Foran running on alongside you? But two, I think every team, no matter what sport, over time, you go through the highs and lows and go through the tough periods where you're not getting the results you want. What did the Bulldogs do over the past, you know, call it 2 months of COVID and then obviously not getting a win in the first game? What did you do to stick together as a group?
Yeah, it's a great question. Having Kieran back, even just for me personally with my game, I hate admitting it because I should be at my best all the time, but I just seem to feel so much better when he's out there and he's next to me. And I think, you know, his record speaks for itself, but it's just the class of player that he is. He brings the standard of the whole group up. And he's just a competitor. You know, if the game's on the line and he's out there next to you, you're probably more a chance of winning than you are getting beaten. So having him is massive. Gives us so much confidence. And then the other part of the question, when we were up, I was up in Darwin. It was obviously going to be really hard for me to sort of stay, train with the boys and be in close contact with them. But, you know, massive credit to our captain, Josh Jackson, who, you know, put in a lot of effort of organising Zoom calls and figuring out, you know, went to the point of figuring out whose schedule suited catching up in group meetings with the team. And we did that a lot, and we sort of held each other accountable. There was mornings that we'd have different groups, and we'd have a 6 a.m. running group, and the boys would wake up and go and train separately but together, and
yeah, awesome.
Certain things like that. And we really had this sort of theme of togetherness leading into this season. And yeah, I think it was really important for us to try and keep that somewhat normal over that little COVID break.
Yeah, it would have been hard for you to keep it normal though too, Adam. I mean, and even after the football, your partner Robin, she stayed up there in Darwin and, you know, to avoid the coronavirus as much as possible. Is she still up there, by the way, and or is she back home now with you? And how's it all going?
Yeah, it's obviously a bit of a strange situation, but Rob's still up there now with little Lennox. So they've advised that he doesn't fly until he gets his 6-week vaccinations, and then got to give him another few days to sort of get over that. And then we've also got to get around the fact that they're not flying out of Darwin too often. So there's only maybe 3 flights a week. So there's a couple of days that in between where he can fly that we've got to wait. And then they're back on the 1st of July. So I'm really excited that we've got a date that I can at least look forward to with that. And it's good for me as well. She's got heaps of support up there. And, you know, she's born and bred from Darwin. She's got her family up there looking after her and helping her out. And it gives me a chance to come back down here and, you know, really be focused. I'm off contract this year, and this is an important season for us as a team too. So I've got a lot of things to worry about, and it's sort of, it's good to be able to separate the two. And, you know, obviously I wish that we could all be together, but if I take the positives out of it, you know, I'm down here getting good night's sleep leading into pretty important games for myself. So I've got to take the best out of it.
True that. And it's a pretty important season for you, mate. You mentioned you're coming off contract. How are discussions going at the moment with the Bulldogs, and is there interest with other clubs? Because I'm assuming there would be, because you've been playing some great football individually.
Yeah, I suppose before the corona break, I started the season off all right and started to have a few little talks, and then the dramas around, you know, future salary caps and different things come up. But since we've been back, you know, they've started up again, and I think obviously priority for me is, you know, I'm really happy at the Bulldogs. I feel like I've got a really good position as a leader here. And, you know, I've been with Josh Jackson and Aiden Tolman and, you know, those blokes since I was 20 and coming to first grade. And, you know, obviously now I've got a family that I need to think about and put at the forefront of my decision. But if we can work it out, I'd love to be a Bulldog. But, you know, in saying that, there are a few other clubs, like you said, Loz, that have shown a bit of interest. So, you know, with respect to them and obviously to provide, you know, the best I can for Lennox and Robin, I've got to make sure that I weigh up every scenario that I can. And I'll go through that process, you know, as detailed as I have to with my manager and get it done. I'm confident about that. It's not, you know, for once, it's not really playing on my mind. I'm really enjoying playing my football, and I'm really relying on the work that I put in the off season and the seasons leading into this. That I'm confident something's just gonna work itself out.
Just finally, Adam, pretty easy game this weekend against the Roosters. They're not going very well.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll train this week.
Couple of days off, go and have a few beers with each other.
That's awesome.
Mate, great to chat to you as always. And good luck against the Roosters this weekend. And yeah, played good footy yesterday, and good to see the Dogs back in winning form.
Thanks, Ace. It was great being on the show as always.